and it's past 8 on a Friday morning. On a Friday morning, we have the privilege of a consultation with the doctor. Dr. Bruce Thompson is in practice in Ballito, down in the Thrive Pharmacy areas where his rooms are on Friday. Otherwise, he's up on the upper highway stretch and doing remarkable work in the highway area and now in Ballito too. Welcome. Nice to have you back on the morning show.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you again.
And today, what are we going to be addressing?
Well, so again, just responding to a few questions that I've been receiving. And there's been, there always seems to be a theme each week. And this week it was cardiovascular disease and people questioning their statins and the effect that that's having on them. And I thought it might be an interesting thing just to point people to, some alternatives there that they can use.
For those that don't know what statins are, I put myself firmly in the circle here. What are they?
So statins are a common pharmaceutical medicine used in response generally to elevated cholesterol readings on blood tests.
And that is prescribed to reduce cholesterol?
To reduce cholesterol, particularly low-density cholesterol, with the thinking that, the established thinking is that if you do that, then you reduce the likelihood of heart disease and of heart failure or heart attacks over time.
I got you. But if the heart is already diseased and damaged, statins, I presume, are maybe not going to make it worse, but they're not going to cure the problem.
Well, our position generally is that there are better ways of doing it that don't have the negative side effects. There's quite a lot of information out there, and certainly patients experience this all the time. One of the most significant side effects with statins is that it creates quite a lot of muscle pain over time, some erectile dysfunction, and one of the most significant for me is that it tends to create or exacerbate insulin resistance. And we know that insulin resistance is one of the main drivers of most of our lifestyle diseases, our modern diseases, our 21st century causes of mortality. So diabetes and heart disease and so on.
Wow. So conventional medicine may go the statins route, I presume, based on results that they have achieved over the years or studies that they have achieved. But we're beginning to understand that a lot of these studies and tests and...
Especially if they're industry supported.
Well, yeah. There are often results that are ignored in favor of the positives that are coming out.
Yeah, if people are interested, and if you're interested, there's a British cardiologist called Asim Malhotra who's really gained a lot of high profile over the COVID years because of his stance. And he is fascinating to listen to. He's all evidence-based, and it is wonderful to listen to somebody talking sense and providing data and data that you can trust, looking at it with the interests of the patient at heart, and trying to provide the environment of for patients to make proper informed consent to the interventions that are made. So yeah, if people are interested, Asim Malhotra, just look him up on YouTube or any of your podcasts. He's fascinating.
So, it's interesting that what you're talking about, in many instances, people that are used to conventional medicine, as it's referred to now, are listening to it and saying, "But I hear you, but we see documentaries like the one on Netflix at the moment where a girl claimed to have, what was her name, Belle Gibson in Australia." Mm. Launched a fabulous empire of health foods and recipes, etc., based on the fact that she had terminal brain cancer, she claimed, and had supported herself through thick and thin by eating healthy and creating a positive lifestyle. And 6 years later, she was still hale and hearty, only to discover that she never had brain cancer. It was all revealed
a marketing scam.
Well, she, she was a very, shall we say, an interesting individual. But I think
the world is full of them.
Full of strange behavior. However, the point I wanted to make is the pharmaceutical industry, the mainstream pharmaceutical industry, is very, very lucrative. I just reading an article, and I was praising Stephen Saad, who has established Aspen Pharmacare, local lad, having grown his business into a 75 billion rand behemoth. 75 billion with a B. You know, we in South Africa are so used to millions and billions because we hear the politicians throwing these things out. We just don't understand the magnitude of billion. And you know what? Interesting, someone told me yesterday, if you want to have an interesting comparison, a million seconds is 12 days. A billion seconds is 32 years. Just
that's
to put
number.
It in perspective. So when you have a company that is worth 75 billion, you must know how lucrative
and
the statins business
and
is.
He earns every penny of it, and let's hope that it's all based on the interests of the patient at the end of the day. And that's really what we're about. Coming from our perspective, it's what's good for the patient. Are they informed about the upsides and downsides of what they're doing? As you know, consultation with a homeopath takes a little bit of time because there is a lot of education. There's a lot of trying to understand the environment that the patient is living in, how they're living. And, knowing that that's the main driver of disease, right?
You know what I'm interested in is that you look at, you go to the pharmacy, for example, where your rooms are, and you'll see that it's full of medicines, particularly prescription medicines at the back. Huge. You're looking for the homeopathic medicine range, and it's very tiny, if at all. And yet, the homeopathic medicine range that you prescribe in particular, and I'm coming from a position of having tried a couple, are extraordinarily effective. And yet,
when properly applied, and that's where you need a little bit of advice very often.
Okay, but they are effective beyond a shadow of a doubt. So I question why, and I presume the answer is very straightforward, is that it's all to do with marketing and
money.
Massive budgets. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, there's, early on, people realized that there was no real money in homeopathic medicine because you can take the original substance that forms, for example, one of our common remedies, Arsenicum album, white arsenic. You can take one grain of it and you can make enough medicine for the entire planet for the rest of history.
Wow.
Right, so the cost is in just diluting, right? You're not needing a huge amount of arsenic. You see what I'm saying?
Because
we dilute and we bring out the healing properties of substances through the dilution.
It's interesting that you talk about healing properties in substances. I was interviewing Neville Vomerance, who has a snake emporium up the road in Glendale Reptile Park.
Oh, snake venoms are some of our best remedies.
Well, they exactly that. But they also have discovered that because there's a huge shortage of anti-venom in circulation globally, they have developed a method of extracting anti-venom from snake blood. From healthy snakes that are caught in the wild in the wrong area, they're caught, the blood is a small amount, and then the snake is released in a safe area. And that blood then is processed and spun, whatever they do with it, to create extremely effective snake at a fraction of the cost of the conventional.
Fantastic. I hadn't heard of that.
Yeah. It's an initiative that they're trialing at the moment to try and raise some interest from investors. But it's apparently the local supply of snake venom, And stretching out local, I'm talking countrywide, is coming from this initiative because the mainstream isn't available. The government has let us down there.
So, getting back to our point.
Why? This is a nice point.
It was. Thank you. So, so if people are interested in looking for insight into the medicines that they're using and what alternatives there can be in terms of simplifying their profile, making their lifestyle a little bit better, It's worth going to see a homeopath. Unfortunately, in Bolito, there are a number of really good homeopaths. You know, there's at least two others that I know of operating here, and they have great reputation. So people need to go and try. They need to go and speak to, just to get a different perspective. You know, look at their problem with a different set of eyes.
Are there any conditions or problems that present that are particularly suited to homeopathy as an intervention versus conventional medicine?
Yeah, so generally the younger we get to see our patients, the better, because then their health status over their life is going to be better. If you make the intervention earlier, it's obviously much more effective. Children have a much better ability to respond. They respond much better to homeopathic medicines than adults do, because they're less complicated. They're less layered in terms of their health profile or their disease profile. So once real sort of functional cellular change sets in, then it becomes more difficult. It requires a lot more energy from the patient to make the changes. So a lot more effort in terms of lifestyle change, a dietary change, and so on and so forth. So the younger, the better. And there isn't really, I wouldn't say there's anything, any disease category that doesn't respond. We treat everything. Oh. You know, whatever comes along, we treat it. So. And we have tools for that. So it's always a good idea to remember to go to somebody who's properly trained, who's been through the correct training, so that they understand what they can work on and what they can't, what medications they can play with and what they can't. And that's probably the best advice. Go to someone who's properly trained.
Well, yeah. There's the thing, and how much of the healing is created? You know, because generally medical intervention is trying to create a situation for the body, perfect conditions to rectify whatever damage has been caused or to heal itself.
Mm.
This is definitely the modalities I understand, particularly homeopathy.
Mm.
How much of that is placebo?
Well, there's placebo effect in all medicine.
That's what I'm
after. It's known. It doesn't matter whether you're talking homeopathy or pharmaceutical medicine. There's placebo effect, and very powerful placebo effect in pharmaceutical medicine, particularly. Yeah. So, but you did your comment just reminded me what my main point was today, which is that the difference very often between going to see a medically trained, a sort of a standard training practitioner and a homeopath or a holistic practitioner, is that we realize how important the emotional state is, the emotional world of that patient. That is very often a significant contributor to the problem. And we can get distracted by the blood tests and the ultrasounds and this, that, and the other. The hard, you know, data can distract us from the main point, which is, how does this person feel?
Mm-hmm.
How do they feel? What is going on in their mental and emotional life? And that's one of the real deep beauties of homeopathy, is that we look at that and we understand it, and we have medicines to address that, which is a great gift.
Indeed. And a good point to pause until we reconvene in a week's time. Dr. Bruce Thompson is practicing homeopathy in Bolito on a Friday, which is why he's with us every Friday morning before he dashes down to the Bolito village where his rooms are. And thank you for that, making the time on a Friday, because it's extremely valuable.
Thank you.
And we look forward to reconnecting in a week's time. I'll see you, however, maybe before then. I need a little tweak.
Thank you very much.
And the morning show continues.